So after a while, we'll see this relationship begin to deteriorate. But you know what's interesting, including in a relationship? If suddenly somebody else gets interested in this person they're in a relationship with, very often the person is no longer so familiar. All of a sudden they're a scarce resource again. All of a sudden the person starts paying attention. It's an interesting dynamic that we human beings have around this thing called scarcity. And boy, if there's any place it shows up, it sure does in food. So I was thinking, all right, how do you do this? How do you turn this around? And I can only tell you my own experience. I can give you an experience of how scarcity was driving my family for a while. One day, our chef came home with a special treat after dinner. It was these fat-free cookies, and they were supposed to have no sugar. And you know what? Most things like that taste like cardboard. But these things were absolutely incredible. We were so excited after we had these cookies that sure enough, I came back into the kitchen about 30 minutes later to have one of these cookies, and the whole box was gone. Everybody had hit the kitchen and wiped the thing out. Well, you can't imagine what that did to my desire for these cookies. All of a sudden, I wanted them more than anything on earth. And I was real frustrated, so I said, hey, tomorrow, go get a couple of boxes of these things. Sure enough, the next day, she came back in. I walked in there. She'd gotten two boxes, and they were already empty by the time I got home. I said, I want to make sure I had some of these cookies. Now I can't have them at all. I said, tomorrow, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Get 25 boxes of these cookies. I want you to fill up this entire cupboard, because when I come in here, I want to be able to cookie when I want it. So sure enough, the next day I come in, and there are 23 boxes there. Two are already gone. But I said, I don't care. At least I got 23 boxes here left. And I went in there and had about a half a box of cookies, maybe three quarters of a box. But the bottom line is when I was done, I felt satisfied, I thought. Sure enough, the next day I came in, and there were still a few boxes gone, but yeah, there's still plenty of cookies in there, so I had a few. By the third day, I had maybe one. But the fourth day, I was like, eh, you know, there are plenty of cookies here. There'll always be here. You know what's fascinating? I wasn't the only one who behaved differently once there were plenty of cookies. I noticed all of a sudden, a month later, there were still 20 boxes of darn cookies sitting in there. In fact, 2 months later, there was mold growing all over these cookies. No one had ever touched them because there were so many of them. They were so available. They were there. We're like sick of them. See, scarcity does interesting things to us. And having a sense of abundance also changes the way we respond to things. Now, you say, well, Tony, what has this got to do with this thing called quality quantifiers? Everything. See, what I was searching for at the time was to give people a tool that would help them to get out of that state of urgency, that state where you're crazy, where you got to have it right now or you're going to go nuts. You know the kind of state I'm talking about, right? And as I began to do that, trying to figure out a tool for it, I thought, you know what? We all create this emotion. We create this feeling of urgency, like I got to do it now. I got to have it now. But we feel like it's something outside of ourselves, something outside of us that's triggering us. And you know, that state of urgency doesn't last forever. So I thought, how could I give people a sense that they're in control of this? So in a moment, if you started to feel that urgency, you could wipe it out. So you could lower its intensity. And by the way, if you think of any behavior that's in your life that you want to change, it always starts out the same way. Something triggers you. You go into a state where you feel like you have to go to the third step, take action. And oftentimes when you're in a state of urgency, you don't think things through. You just immediately act upon it, sometimes in an unconscious way. And by the way, every action you take takes you to the fourth step, which is consequences.